CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
Oliver Wendell Holmes said, "The great thing in this world is not so much where we stand as in what direction we are moving." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two guests who know where they are moving. Our first playmaker fixes broken stuff through a one-customer, one-contact approach, while our next playmaker went from CPA to CEO. With us today is a CEO whose company does 12,000 service transactions annually with 18 locations in 8 states, while the Dallas Business Journal named our next CEO's company as one of North Texas' largest women-owned businesses. These great playmakers are Vince Sullivan. Vince is president of Southern Dock Products and DuraServe, and Sally Roberts. Sally is owner and CEO of Infinix Meetings, and we're going to begin today's show with Sally. As I mentioned, Sally Roberts is owner and CEO of Infinix Global Meetings and Events, a full-service meeting and event management company providing global event solutions. Infinix Global Meetings and Events is a worldwide leader in delivering premium, customized, high-touch programs and experiences for corporate meetings, events, and incentives. As I mentioned, from CPA to CEO over the course of her career, Sally went from the conventional to the entrepreneurial. Sally started her career, as many did, college degree in hand and ready to take on corporate America. After working for several household names in the pharmaceutical and beverage industries, in director of finance and controller capacities, she took the helm of the highly reputable RX Worldwide Meetings in 2014. Now, RX Worldwide Meetings built a legacy by exclusively serving the highly regulated medical device, pharmaceutical, and biotech industries for their meeting needs for more than 25 years. Within the past year, Sally has led the company to expand into new markets such as oil and gas, financial and technology, and to launch a new parent brand, Infinix Global Meetings and Events. RX Worldwide Meetings continues as a division of Infinix servicing the life science industry. Well, with all that, Sally, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you.
You had an interesting beginning. I mentioned going from CPA to CEO. You were at Ohio State with accounting and finance. So how'd you make the move from Ohio State to CPA, not a CEO?
Well, I think the interesting part is I started off going to Ohio State and liked numbers a lot. So ended up going into accounting, and during the intern, had an internship with Pricewaterhouse and really liked getting into public accounting. And after a while, public accounting starts to wear on you a little bit. So decided I wanted to take a turn and go into a different industry. So went into the healthcare industry.
Was that just, you just decided that's what you wanted to do, or there was some connection?
There was just, I actually got a call one day from a recruiter saying, would you be interested, and looked into the company. And it was a fantastic move for me to make.
So it wasn't premeditated?
Nope, wasn't premeditated. A fantastic move for me to make. I ended up spending 9 years with the company. When I started, I was about the 100th employee at the corporate office. By the time I left 9 years later, I was probably like the 15th. There's probably over 1,500 employees at the corporate office. So tremendous expansion and growth and opportunity for me. Actually moved down here and had a controller role. So I was based up in Ohio, moved down here in 2001 to take a controller role at one of their regional offices. Worked there for a little bit and actually moved over and switched industries. Went from drugs to beer and went and worked for a beverage company.
That sounds
company
interesting,
in the
going
beer
from
industry.
Drugs to beer, okay.
And then at that point in time, worked there for a little bit and then took a little break and went and lived over in Tokyo. My husband took an expat assignment and lived over in Tokyo, Japan for 4 years.
That must have been an interesting culture situation for you.
It was really interesting. I mean, getting to a place where you don't know the language, trying to figure out how to navigate, how to drive on the wrong side of the roads, what to do when there's earthquakes. It was really quite an experience.
So you must have picked up a little bit of Japanese along the way.
I did learn. I mostly know my taxi Japanese. That's my best. So then from there, so we were in Tokyo for 4 years, moved back to the States in 2012, and basically started thinking about what do I want to do to get back into work again, and ran into the whole dilemma of how do I get back into a high-level leadership role that I used to have, but finding a company that wants to hire me after being out of the workforce for 5 years, and really started looking and for another opportunity that would provide me flexibility. And then we stumbled on the opportunity of purchasing RX Worldwide Meetings.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about global meetings and events. What do you do? And what do you provide your clients?
We provide premium high-touch custom meetings and events to corporations.
What does premium high-touch mean?
Basically, the easiest way to probably put that is we're your one-stop shop. So we want to make it easy as possible for you. If you had to come to me and say, hey, can you plan this meeting for me? We want you to be able to have time to focus on the content and what is your purpose of the meeting, and let us handle all the logistics.
So this goes from a small meeting all the way to a large meeting?
Yes. We can do small meetings from 15 people to, you know, large meetings of 800 people. And really, we try to send your invitations out. We really try to understand what is the vision you have. And once we get the vision, we take that vision and actually implement it. And we handle all the logistics. We work with the vendors. We get the invitations out so you can really focus on your meeting. The other interesting aspect to it is not only with the stakeholder, but there's also working with corporate procurement and their compliance teams at the corporations, because there's rules you need to follow. There's regulations you need to follow. So it's really trying to make sure we understand everything that company needs. We're really kind of almost an extension of them, because we know all their corporate guidelines and regulations to make sure we make all the meetings compliant.
We're almost like the brand police too, making sure everything fits correctly.
Yes.
We talked before the meeting started, and I said one of the reasons I was impressed with what you do is the minutiae and details that you take care of for these clients. And as it gets larger, you have more details to deal with. You must have some very good people to handle all this.
Oh, our team is incredible. And actually acquiring the company 2 years ago, that was the one thing we weren't sure about, is we never knew the people. And walking in and getting to know the people, we couldn't have been more happier and more pleasantly surprised at how good they actually were. They have such a passion and a drive for everything they do. It's interesting. We have a meeting every Monday talking about the meetings that happened the previous week, and just hearing of, you know what, the client wanted to change their presentation. So we were up to 3 a.m. making copies. But then again, we were up at 6 a.m. to make sure we were there to make sure we could register people in the morning and get them to sign in and have breakfast. Just the endless details they know. They know when the client doesn't like wrapped candies because they don't like to hear the crinkling if they're talking. They know some clients who like to take some time and play tennis, so they bring golf balls for them. It's really trying to understand what can we do to make things easier for the client.
I use kind of the acronym WIT, whatever it takes to make them work. Well, we were talking before the show started, because you purchased the business a couple of years ago, but it's not a brand new business. It's been around for a while, and you're taking it to a new level. What changes are you making, and what new markets are you opening up?
Really, we're trying to look at getting outside of just the life science industry was where they started, and basically because it was highly regulated and there's a lot of rules and regulations. But really, we started looking at it, and Dallas-Fort Worth is a great area with a lot of corporations, and we're like, we only have maybe one large client here, and how do we open our door to figuring out what's in our back door and really expand on our business here in DFW?
How are you doing that? How are you getting to these clients that you should have? This is a great market to have this business.
Yeah, we've hired a couple of additional salespeople to actually go out and sell our products and services. We're a member of the Women Business Enterprise Southwest region, and they provide a lot of networking opportunities to actually get in front of these large corporations. One of the things that helps us is corporate clients need to have a certain number of diverse businesses they work with, and being a woman-owned business helps give us that diverse supplier, and we're actually certified by the Women Business Enterprise to do business, which helps open some doors for us to go in and figure out how can we service some new clients.
Well, as even though it's an old business, it's almost a startup for you, because you're now building it to where you want to take it. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. The former owners, they were getting ready to retire and phase out of the business. So we entered the business, and it's kind of just on the verge of kind of a medium-sized company, the beginning of the medium-sized company, and we're really excited to expand on that. The meetings we have, they're actually, we do 30% of them international. So one of the other growth we're looking at is how do we start expanding our footprint in international markets? For example, we have a couple of employees currently over in Europe right now.
That expands what you're doing dramatically. Now, you've been in this business for a while. You've been associated with meetings and planning for a long time. Have there been any major obstacles that hit you that you had to overcome to get you where you are today?
Oh, boy, yeah. I would say more, I'll call them challenges.
And that's probably a more positive spin.
Yeah, it's really interesting, especially trying to go in and buying a new company that you want to get involved in. First of all, trying to figure out how do you all of a sudden get the financing. And it's really interesting. We kind of just stumbled into this business by a networking event. And it was like, wow, this is the perfect opportunity for us. My husband is involved with me on this. And we started really researching it, but all of a sudden trying to figure out, especially in a service industry where you don't have a tangible product, trying to get somebody to believe in you to figure out how do you do the financing of it. I think another challenge that we run into sometimes is, you have all these great vendors working for you on supplying meetings to your customers. But then what we found is the back office support you need help with IT, accounting, legal. Sometimes, you know what? It's hit or miss when you're a small business. Sometimes you find some good companies. Sometimes you find some companies that aren't so good. And really trying to weed through that to figure out how do people surround you and help you out.
So you are, as you're building the business, you have some challenges you're dealing with along the way. But I also understand that you are in 35 countries, 5 continents. You also have offices in London and Singapore. So do you do much traveling yourself?
I don't do as much traveling. I probably travel probably about 30% of the time. But all our meeting planners, they are constantly going back and forth, and all executive platinums because they're flying cross countries. And it's incredible seeing sometimes, there might be in Europe one day and then the next week they might be somewhere over in Asia.
It's good having good people to do that. Well, tell everybody, if they want to get more information about meetings, events, incentives, where do they go on the internet?
You can go to www.infinixglobal.com. And if you look on there, you can see our information. And there's also a button you can request a proposal.
So who is your, one last question quickly before we finish, who would be your ideal client? Who do you like working with the best? And what size company or organization?
Dino, we work with small companies. We work with large Fortune 50 companies. We do the gamut and we treat every customer the same. It's most important to really try to understand what does the company want and what do they need. It's actually interesting. We have a tagline in our company right now. We call it, we go for the hug. And going for the hug means at the end of the meeting, that stakeholder is happy and they want to give you a hug like you're their brother or sister because you made them look good. Their meeting went off without a hitch. We like to say corporate procurement is happy because we kept their meeting compliant. And also then we'd like to say that the diversity team is happy because they also hired a diverse supplier.
I definitely would like to meet some of your people and see all the hugs that go on in your office with the clients. Sally, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. You definitely are a playmaker.
Thank you for having me.
Sally Roberts is owner and CEO of Infinix Meetings. Again, it's Infinix Global. It's infinixglobal.com. We're going to have more. Don't go away. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with the president of Southern Dock Products and DuraServe. His name is Vince Sullivan. Back with Vince right after this.
Operation Kindness is the original and largest no-kill animal shelter in North Texas, having saved more than 80,000 cats and dogs over almost 40 years. On a day-to-day basis, Operation Kindness cares for approximately 300 cats and dogs, with another 150 in foster homes. In the past 12 months, more than 4,200 homeless cats and dogs have received medical care, clean shelter, nutritious food, and playtime until they were adopted into a new forever home. Go to OperationKindness.org to adopt or foster a dog or cat. Donate or volunteer. That's OperationKindness.org.
Wipe Out Kids Cancer is a Dallas-based nonprofit organization founded in 1980 dedicated to raising awareness and funding for pediatric cancer research on a national basis. Wipe Out Kids Cancer has raised over $4 million in the crusade against pediatric cancer and spent over 30 years developing programs to not only fight childhood cancer, but to also provide hope and support to kids and families battling cancer. Our mission is to work relentlessly for a day when children are living cancer-free. You can help make a difference. Go to WOKC.org to donate or volunteer. That's WOKC.org.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We're here with another playmaker. His name is Vince Sullivan. Vince is president of Southern Dock Products and parent company DuraServe. Southern Dock is a Dallas-based distributor and service provider of loading dock systems, commercial doors, and high-speed specialized doors. Having 18 offices throughout Texas, the Sun Belt, the Northeast U.S., and Canada, DuraServe operates under brand names such as Just Right and Overhead Door of Austin, New Orleans, and South Florida. In 1988, Vince and two co-managers acquired Serco, a Canadian-based manufacturer of dock equipment and doors. The business was sold to a public company in 1994, and Vince stayed as president until 2001. Through organic growth and acquisition, Serco became the largest manufacturer of dock levelers in the world. In 2001, Vince joined Southern Dock, a distributor for Serco. Since that time, Southern has grown from 45 employees to 300. With sales over $110 million in 2016, the business has added 80 employees in the last 18 months. Well, Vince, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
That's quite a history. We're going to talk about that. But before we do that, one of the things I mentioned at the very top of the show, that you fix broken stuff. What do you service and sell? What do you really do?
We service and sell loading dock equipment, loading dock safety equipment, commercial doors, and specialty doors, high-speed doors. What we're really doing is trying to make the customers and end users' operations safe and more productive for them.
Well, you've really flipped your business around, because when you started the business, you were selling product, but you flipped that around to do more servicing. Is that correct?
Yes. As a manufacturer, we were focused totally on product volume, and Southern Dock was actually a branch office of Serco, focused on selling equipment. So about 12 years ago, we were faced with having to transform that from selling equipment to becoming a service provider first. And we did that successfully. The business is now flip-flopped. About 70% of our business right now, Steve, is service, labor for service, parts, and things of that nature.
Well, one of the questions I was going to ask you is to what you attribute Southern's continuing success, and that's apparently it, that you've moved more to be a service provider for your large companies, for all your clients. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I think a key contributor is the simplicity of our model. We're very growth-oriented. We have 18 offices, but each office really is just focused on the customer and the customer's operation. So each office of ours operates like an independent business. They have their own P&Ls. We break it down into sales and service to measure them. And truly, they are autonomous, make their own customer decisions, and it's the secret to our success. So we have three divisions of employees within our companies. It's sales, and we have a high-powered sales team, 58 people. We have technicians, about 120 technicians. And the rest of us are like me, administrative, managerial, and we centralize that function here in Dallas.
Well, apparently, with the culture of your organization at Southern Dock, you really let your people do what they need to do, and they have the onus on them. It's not Vince Sullivan looking over them saying they need to do it. They take it on themselves to make it work. Is that correct?
That's right. We're very lean with even though we have 300 people, it's a lean business, and our sales per employee is growing every year. So if you thought of it simply as this, that each one of our salespeople is responsible and accountable to employ four others plus themselves, and we give great autonomy to not just the salespeople, but each office to take care of the customer. We don't micromanage. We are highly, highly transparent, and we share all of our results in terms of sales, orders, earnings, backlog. Everybody knows everything about our business, and it's an easier way to manage, and you get their trust, and that's the way we've operated forever.
I just did the math in my head. You really are lean. You only have approximately 15 people or less per office, is that correct? It's not large.
On average, that's right.
So it's relatively small, and they all have to do the work. Well, you had some life-changing events going way back. What was that big life-changing event in your life that really shaped your career?
Well, I think what shaped my career and my thinking is when I was a young boy, 6.5 years old, knock on the door in the morning, and police were there to tell my mother that my father was killed in an accident. And the accident still relates to what we do today and what I do today. In that, my father was an owner-operator truck driver, and he was hauling concrete pipe for the New York State Thruway in New Jersey. New York State Thruway in New York, but he was killed in New Jersey, killed by a drunk driver who came across the median. And my father swerved to avoid him, and the load of concrete culvert pipe crushed my dad.
Correct me if I'm wrong, he attempted to help the other driver, is that correct?
He avoided the drunk driver that fell asleep, yes. It was on Route 17 in North Jersey. And what really stuck with me was this, that our technicians go to work every day. They drive trucks. You know, we want them going home safely at night. In addition, my dad's truck had just been repaired. And by repaired, I mean reinforced by the company that they were hauling pipe for. It was not done well enough. It was there to brace the load because the load was so heavy. So I've always thought throughout my life that as I grew up, you know, without my dad, that my role was really the safety, security of my family, our employees. I influenced that.
Your employees are a big part of your family.
Absolutely.
Correct?
We're a community. We operate like that every day. And that's part of our culture. So that's what really shaped my thinking for the most part, Steve.
Well, you have an interesting company, and we talked about that earlier. What's your elevator pitch? What do you tell people?
Well, a simple one right now is this, that we are the number one distributor in North America, the largest, for the largest manufacturer in the world, and we are ranked number one for the largest company in the world, and that is Walmart. We are the number one service provider in cost and efficiencies. We complete our service calls first time, first call completion over 85% of the time. So we're well stocked, well prepared, great group of people that do that.
So you're selling a great product, but the biggest part of it is that service that you give your customer. When something goes wrong, you're there to take care of it.
Yes, and also part of that too is we hope that people in our company know and are proactive in making decisions, and we feel that if there's a judgment call, we take it on the chin. If we're not 110% right, we're wrong, and there's no debating it. We may debate it in the office, but not with the customer.
Well, you're taking a chance on doing the right thing because there's future business behind taking care of that.
That's right. Recurring revenue is key.
You changed names. You were formerly Southern Acquisitions as the parent company. Now you're DuraServe. What kind of impact has that had on your business?
It's recent, but it will be very positive and has been, particularly in our national accounts, key accounts business. We are a primary service provider for Walmart, Target, FedEx in some regions, other major companies, and that's a big growing component of our business. And so to simplify our brand as a unity brand, DuraServe works, as opposed to having multi-brands and multi-regions. It facilitates that for our key account people.
As I mentioned at the very top of the show, you have a number of different names, Overhead Door, Just Right. So this is the umbrella that's covering all of those.
Correct.
Now, it's interesting. You have three U.S. patents for high-volume dock products manufactured by Serco. So you really are involved in the business. It's not just peripherally seeing what's going on, but you really know this business backwards and forwards.
Think so. I grew up in this business as a technician, installer, service manager.
So you started from the very beginning.
I did, and I dealt with primarily when I was doing that, I dealt with primarily union business agents, union crews. So when I got out of college, that was my first job. That was graduate school in 6 months. It was a foundation of what I know today.
Well, you took this job in 2001.
Yes.
With Southern Dock, a distributor for Serco. Was part of your thought moving to Dallas, was that an issue that you wanted to get to this part of the country from being up in the Northeast in Canada most of your life?
No, it was defensive, actually.
Really?
We were in a patent infringement lawsuit. One of my patents was held up in court, federal court in Dallas, after a one-month jury trial. The company was on the line. We were being sued by a competitor, and the entire company was on the line. And myself and one of my partners moved here, Jamie Gibbs, who's now the CEO of DuraServe. And we were in a prepared mode for our upcoming trial.
So I can see why Dallas was not your favorite place on the list.
I moved
at
here
at that point in time.
I moved here for three. I told my wife we're going to move to Dallas for 3 years. 25 years ago, that was. Or and, I'm sorry, yeah, 25 years ago.
And you stayed. So where do you go from here? You've had a lot of success. How much larger can DuraServe and Southern Dock products get?
Well, a couple things on that, Steve. One is on November 29th, we're acknowledged by SMU as one of the 100 privately held, most dynamic growing companies in North Texas. We find out our ranking on November 29th. Secondly, about 30% of our business is acquisition right now. The balance is growth. We're up substantially this year, all organic growth. We're over 20% increase. The immediate plans are we have two letters of intent for acquisitions, and they're in regions that one is in a region we operate in. The other is a new region for us. But we're very acquisitive, and we expect to close one of the letter of intent acquisitions this week or next. So we're always looking, and we feel you have to be a growing company to attract good people, and that's our mantra, is to grow.
It's all about the people. If someone wants to get a hold of you through Southern Dock Products or DuraServe, what are the two websites they can go to?
www.southerndockproducts.com and duraserve.com.
And they can find out more about what you do. Vince, thank you very much. It's been fascinating learning about loading docks and doors. Thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
You are definitely a playmaker. This has been a terrific show. Thanks to our guests for being playmakers. Our first guest was Sally Roberts. Sally is owner and CEO of Infinix Meetings. And we just spoke with the president of Southern Dock Products and DuraServe. His name is Vince Sullivan. Thank you also very much for listening to us. Join us also at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we'll be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting playmakers.